Jason Jones website. Viva Victoria. CA, are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? Viva Victoria, do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? I live in Victoria. I've called Fernwood home for the last 16 years. What is your occupation, and for how long? For the last 4 years, I have worked with seniors in an independent living community. Tell us about your previous elected and/or community experience. My community experience started in childhood working with the Campbell River Fish and Wildlife Association and my father's own run for city councillor in Campbell River. I have worked with nonprofits such as Literacy Victoria. I work to help people achieve life-changing goals. I have attended council meetings and pushed back on our current mayor and council over development plans and spending. For environmental issues, I have not forgotten my roots and continue to do my part for the wildlife, waterways and vegetation of the island. Why are you running? What's your motivation? Friends and family first encouraged me to run near the end of 2019, so I have spent the last 2 years working towards this with great support, yet in a limited capacity due to worldwide matters. This election, with its unprecedented number of 37 candidates, shows people are looking for more honesty and logic in City Hall. Victoria was the Garden City until recently, now people call us the San Francisco of the North. This must be corrected. We need people in City Hall that do not fear social cancellation or taking hits to financial portfolios. What are your top three issues? Accessibility. Easy access for all to services and popular local spots the city offers by increasing parking, fixing the potholes and correcting bike lanes to have a livable, workable city. Affordability. Choices for heating, cooking and commuting, that focus on keeping hydro bills down for Victorian residents and businesses. Keeping our vehicles on the roads, continuing to allow large cooking ranges and BBQs, and keeping homes warm in winter. Accountability. I stand for public consultation and good governance, so I will work with my peers and the new mayor to achieve this. No more ambushing Victoria with undemocratic decisions. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? I would like to see everyone have a kitten or puppy of their choice along with owning a hover car. But humor aside. Housing. I really want to see a Victoria that is past the tight housing numbers we have today, by using common sense and sound community planning that is not the rushed missing middle housing initiative. Trees and green spaces. Our beloved Japanese cherry and plum trees still blooming as they give us early spring joy. New green spaces added that give downtown Victorians more opportunities for walks and recreation. 900 block of Pandora. To have been redeveloped many years earlier by shifts in policies and new joint initiatives so that it no longer reflects the current state it is in. What's one big idea you have for your community? Light rail for the South Island, as it really is a shame we do not have one. Just for Victoria though, the big idea, from my personal research, would be for Victoria to have a new bowling alley once more. People are asking for more choices for fun activities, plus bowling teams provide community building and new economic opportunities, which is just what we need coming out of the last few years. People have also shared their opinion that presently a 40-minute return trip is not appealing, and closer entertainment amenities would help with the gas bill.